Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Group Therapy with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
Should teenagers be required to have summer jobs? Join the show, 404-263-0941. That's our number. And producer Janine has the message from your fellow listener, Casey.
Casey says, hey, y'all, can you help us settle a family argument? My husband and I disagree on whether or not our teenage daughter should get a summer job. My husband believes she should learn a strong work ethic, and he says that having a job will teach her valuable, lifelong lessons about being responsible. I disagree. I've worked hard all my life to provide this better life for my kids. I don't want her to work so she can just be a little kid a while longer. She'll have her whole life to work. I want to protect her innocence, give her time with her friends, and give her the carefree life that I didn't have. Our daughter seems interested in working to earn her own money, but she also really likes reading, playing tennis, and spending time with her friends by the pool. And let me be clear, she doesn't need the job for money reasons. We're doing very well as a family. I want to provide this life for her, but my husband says that a job will make her a better human being in the long run. What do you think? Thanks, Casey.
Oh, that's a really good question. Yeah, this is tough. Okay, 404-263-0941. Should their teenager have a summer job? Dad says, yes, it'll make her a better human being in the long run. But mom says, look, she should be a kid for a little while longer. Just enjoy the last couple of summers before she becomes an adult. She's going to have to work her whole life. So what do you say? Ooh, this is a tough one. 404-263-0941 is our phone number. We would love to hear from you. 404-263-0941. Or always, you can lean on our text line, which is 51539. Curtis, coming to you. Should this teenager get a summer job?
Absolutely. I completely agree with the dad. It teaches the child responsibility, but also with the job, it also teaches you time management, balancing your account, teaches you budgeting. And also, and I'm speaking from experience because I worked as a teenager, and it also taught me how much things cost. So everything that I asked my mom for, and she was like, okay, do you have Tommy Hilfiger money? And I'm like, no, but you got it. So why are you looking at me funny? And she said, well, if you want these Tommy Hilfiger jeans, you know, then you're going to have to go out and work for it. So that's what I did. I went out and got a job. And you really realize how much stuff cost and how much my mom had to work to be able to afford these things.
That's a really good point. Curtis, what was your job as a teenager?
I worked at Food Lion. I worked at Food Lion for 5 or 6 years. I sure did. I started off in dairy department and moved up to be the bookkeeper.
Okay, so what do you think is the most valuable lesson that you learned? Like what things cost? You said time management.
Mm-hmm. Also, budgeting with my checking account, because I had to open a checking and a savings account. That was a requirement by my mom just so I knew how to balance my checkbook and how to handle my own money.
Okay, 404-263-0941. Taylor in Marietta, welcome to Jen and Friends.
Hi. So I'm 21. I'm pretty young, but I've been working since I was like 15 years old. My parents never made me get a job, but it was something that I like wanted to do for myself. And it was good like to have extra spending money. And I think it's so beneficial for all of like young people to get a job. It was so beneficial for me. It taught me like really good work ethic. And I just think it's really beneficial. I think it would teach her a lot. And, you know, since she doesn't need the money, it takes a lot less stress off of her. Mm-hmm. So it's a good time for her to start.
So Taylor, what was your first job as a teenager?
I was a waitress, actually, at a little wing restaurant in Ackworth, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. And because of that, you have this great strong work ethic at 21. So do you feel like you gave up your teen years by working?
Personally, no. I didn't work full time. I worked part time, and I was still able to like hang out with my friends when I wanted to. Mm-hmm. I still was able to like get to go shopping and, you know, spend money with the money that I had earned from working. So I really do think it's beneficial, and I do think it would be about finding balance. Like, you mm-hmm. know, I hope she doesn't spend all of her free time working during the summer, but I do think it's beneficial for sure.
Great call, Taylor. Thank you so much for joining the show. Jenny in Marietta is here. Jenny, what do you think? Should teenagers have summer jobs?
I absolutely think they should. It teaches them work ethic. It teaches them responsibility. It teaches them how to handle their own money. Mm-hmm. You know, and they still have time to do what they want to do. It's not like they have to work 40 hours a week or anything, you know, mm-hmm. but enough that they've got their own money and they can do their own stuff and they don't have to ask their parents for, you know, money to do stuff.
That's such a good point. Thank you so much for the call, Jenny. Okay, friends, join group therapy this morning, 404-263-0941. Should teenagers have summer jobs? Do you agree with the call so far? Or do you think, you know what? She's got her whole life to work. Let her just relax and be a teenager this summer. Can you help this family settle their argument in their own house? 404-263-0941. Group therapy will continue. Coming up next on Star 94.1 with Jen and Friends.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Need your opinions on teenagers having summer jobs. We got this message from one of your fellow listeners. Producer Janine has it.
Casey says, hey, y'all, can you help us settle a family argument? My husband and I disagree on whether or not our teenage daughter should get a summer job. He thinks she needs strong work ethic and having a job will teach her lifelong lessons, but I disagree, thinking that she should have the summer that she deserves and hang out with her friends, play tennis. So if we don't need it for money, should she have the job?
404-263-0941. Morgan in Lawrenceville. Welcome to Jen and Friends. Hey, Morgan, what do you think?
Good morning, you guys. I definitely don't think that she needs to get a summer job. My parents gave us the same option. My brother got summer jobs, and I never did. And I have, like, a career now. I got to sit down and really choose what job I wanted to do and then study for it and actually have it. When my brother bounces around from minimum wage paying job to another because he can't really decide what he wants to do now because he got sucked into wanting to get money to earn, you know, Tommy Hilfiger jeans.
Oh, wow.
No, she didn't just call me out on Tommy Hilfiger jeans. Girl, you got any kids? That was back in the 90s, Missy. Do you have kids?
I do. She is six.
Okay.
She is six. Okay.
So, Morgan, what did you do with your summers instead of getting a job as a teenager?
I drove around with my friends, went to the movies, we did lakes all the time because we're up in Gwinnett, so Lake Lanier was on my list. You know, just anything besides working. Like, who wants to do that as a teenager? I can do that when I'm older.
And producer Janine, this was similar to your growing up because your parents didn't let you have a job as a teenager.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I think my parents were a lot more focused on academics and what I was doing with my spare time really to prepare for college. So instead, I was, you know, studying for SATs and watching my friends get money while I did not. but no, my parents were a lot more focused on academics and like, if you really, really, really want a job, but I don't think this is the best use of your time. They just thought that there were a lot more things that I could do with my time. And I understood that because we didn't need the money, and I don't necessarily regret it because I loved my summers, but it was not more productive time. I really just played World of Warcraft, y'all.
Okay. Well, on the text line, Sonia from Cumming agrees. She's writing in from the 678. She says, I firmly believe that let kids be kids because once they enter the working world, it's final. So I think that's really interesting. Brooke in Snellville is joining the show this morning. Hey, Brooke, what do you think? Should teenagers get summer jobs?
Okay, so I kind of agree with both of them. I think that, but I kind of think that it should be up to the daughter as well, and that she should be a part of this conversation because she's a teenager and she's going to be the one that's working, so why not kind of bring her into the conversation? If she's interested in making money and everything like that, then, you know, let her get a part-time job. Then she's going to, you know, still have time to hang out with her friends. And if she gets a job and, you know, in a couple of months, if she decides that that's not what she wants to do, then she has next summer to, you know, not have a job and mm-hmm. you know, just hang out with her friends. And maybe even some of her friends can, you know, get a job with her, and then she can hang out with her friends and still be making money. That's what I did whenever I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm. I love that perspective, Brooke. Is like, treat her like a young adult. Ask her what she wants to do and what's, you know, what's her priority.
If you want her to be an adult and get a job, then treat her like an adult and let this be her decision as well.
Really good call, Brooke. Thank you so much. I tend to agree. Okay. I had a job as a teenager at a restaurant, and I got a lot of confidence from it. You know, so more so than learning about money or responsibility, it gave me confidence and it introduced me to people in the world that I otherwise would not have met. Other servers or folks that worked in the kitchen or folks that were the managers. Like, I just interacted with different age groups of people than I would have just staying in my own little family bubble. So I feel like I learned a lot as a teen. And that's why I really like Brooke's call, because I think it will give this teenager some self-confidence. All right, let's check in. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Curtis.
No. And my thing is that I think everyone should be required to work in the restaurant industry or retail because it teaches them about life and also about respect. You know, once again, you know, I worked at the OG, the Olive Garden, for years, and it was my first time waiting tables. And, you know, I wish that it was something I would have learned at a younger age versus later on in life because it teaches you tipping and how to tip, how to be respectful for people. Because a lot of people, they don't understand that about respect when you go out to eat at a restaurant.
Yeah, working in a restaurant makes you a better customer.
Yeah,
forever.
Right? Yeah, it does.
All right, I think Dixie in Stockbridge is going to agree with you, Curtis. Hey, Dixie, welcome to Jen and Friends. What do you say?
Hey, I absolutely agree. You know, beyond the respect and the self-confidence and all that, it teaches you the value of a dollar. And, you know, on top of that, if you get a job, you know, as a teenager, a young adult, while you've still got that soft place to land at home, you know, if you fail, it's okay. It teaches you how to fail. Mm-hmm. You have the option and still be safe while still teaching you that responsibility.
That's a great call. Really great point. Thank you so much, Dixie. Hannah in Lawrenceville is here for group therapy. Hey, Hannah.
Hey. I totally agree with the mom. I don't think she should have to get a summer job. I didn't have summer jobs other than just like babysitting here and there. But I still learned all of those things that we're talking about that she should learn from a summer job by being a good student in school and being a good child. My parents were great and helped teach me how to do chores, and I still learned responsibility. And I even still learned how about the value of a dollar, because I had to save money that I got as a gift or as a present for things and had to use that to spend on things I wanted to. So I think you still learn all of those things, even if you don't have a summer job, if you have good parents and if you're a good student at school.
Thanks for your perspective, Hannah. And on the text line, it looks split down the middle, 50-50 here.
Oh, yeah?
Get a job, don't get a job. Amanda in Jefferson, you are going to be the last word on this, so bring it strong, girlfriend.
Hi. So I actually got the choice to get a job or not, and what I found in my summer jobs is my job prepared me more for college than just attending my classes in high school. It taught me about time management. It taught me about the stress of life. It gave me real-world input. Plus, with that extra cash, because where I live, I have to travel so much. So being able to pay for my own gas to do what I wanted was very helpful. And, you know, it gave me that responsibility and that, oh, this is what it's like to be not a kid. But
right.
I still got to hang out with my friends, and I still did well in school. And when I got to college, I felt more prepared to deal with that real-life stress, because high school and teenager is way different when you hit college and you're 18 and you're adult.
Mm-hmm.
Speak it, girl. Speak it.
Curtis is going, yes, yes, preach.
Can I get an amen? This is my thing. If I were a parent, because once again, I worked. If I were a parent, I would want my child to get a job to teach them responsibility and also how to balance day-to-day life. I don't want my kid up in my house all day, every day, eat up all my groceries, on the phone all the time, slinging me attitude. Kids are like cats. You feed them, you got to keep them. But guess what? I'm going to push you out in the real world so you can make your own dollars and cents.
Amen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.